We've just come inside the prayer room and it's absolutely stunning. It's got wonderful paintings on the walls. Some walls have been repaired, so the wall paintings have been taken away before being returned, but there are still some paintings on the walls in certain places.
That's a very old one.
How old is that?
We don't know exactly, really.
Very old.
Very old.
And these beautifully decorated boxes.
This is library, actually. You can see the books.
Inside
the boxes, there's a book.
Like your father's sort of prayer book.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. The inscriptions.
These are the sutras, yes.
So there's a whole wall of 12 by 8 row of little boxes with books in.
Could be 108 or 208.
Right, looks like 108, unless there's the same on the other side, in which case it could be. Yes, there's more on the other side as well.
Yeah.
And I hesitate to use the word altar, but that's what it looks like, covered in a sort of saffron robe, saffron cloth.
That's the... This is around 800-year-old.
800-year-old room, 800-year-old room.
I think the oldest part is probably 1,500-year-old.
My goodness.
And that's the down where we talked
where
before.
Where they were making
the new one. Yeah.
Where they were, the loudspeakers were.
Yeah, exactly, which we were talking about.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
What's this wonderful confection of coloured robes hanging in the middle? Let me see, there's kind of...
I think
flowered robes at the top, and then bluey, purpley, and then orangey, yellowy, greeny, pinky, bluey, greeny at the bottom. It's an amazing kaleidoscope of colour, 12 foot high, hanging from the ceiling.
I think it's called dukmana. Dukmana, you. Duk.
You.
Oh, I think we call it duk. It's kind of flag, mana. Gunpika, yeah.
Like the prayer flags.
It's a kind of more of victory flag. You can see this in the outside of the monasteries, but not the colorful like this big, but you see in the black, which is kind of very old traditional victory flag, I think. Need to make sure if I'm right. And these are the throne.
This is the throne.
Dalai Lama's throne. You can see
with the picture
on the throne. And this is the throne of Rinpoche. It's one of the reincarnate monk Rinpoche. There should be his. Is a picture. If you go from other side,
yes,
we may be able to see it.
So it's probably a 30-foot square room with lots of pillars, holding up a central second story with a sort of lantern array of windows to let light in from the top. And there's small windows down on the first floor, and then on the ground, I presume these are prayer benches where
the monks
come to pray.
And then you see the head monk stay there.
The head monk there.
And then lords, and then all the other monks stay around.
And the thrones you've described go up in seniority up to the Dalai Lama.
That's right, yeah.
It's so colourful, beautiful and decorative. And to think it's been here and like this for 800 years is...
That's right.
Really quite amazing.
800 years. Roughly, yeah. And it has been repaired twice.
Been repaired twice.
Twice, yeah. We can go inside.
And inside here?
Yeah, I think so. You can follow me.
What
in
is it? Where are we going?
There's another prayer room. There's a more.
We're going through to another more intimate prayer room. We're going behind the Dalai Lama's throne through a very ornately decorated doorway. I can just fit through. It's very dark in here. But this is a series of statues of Buddha.
Oh.
A couple of candles lit.
This is a stupa and monument.
And a stupa and monument in the corner.
Yeah, and according to Pali, there is a mummified body of the monk who founded the monastery first time.
It's like the relics.
We can probably see from the window.
There's a little window into this stupa, which is
from the other side.
Yeah, so there's a little window into this stupa, which is probably 4 foot tall with an 18-inch base. There's a small window into it, and Tenzin's holding the candle, and we can see the mummified remains of the monk who founded Kasha Monastery.
Yeah, that's and this one we call Chakzong Chentong, and we call is Tsongkhapa Mano.
These are the statues in front of us.
Statues, yes,
so
that's right.
They have different
Tsongkhapa
meanings.
Tsongkhapa is who is one of the reformers in Tibet, who is the founder of Gelugpa sect, which is Dalai Lama sect.
Right.
So you can see here is a Panchen Lama Mano. That's look like Panchen Lama.
Panchen Lama, yes,
which is
a picture.
In number two in Tibet.
Yes.
After Dalai Lama.
More beautiful.
Yeah.
More beautiful Tibetan pictures.
You Chorin Boche
painting.
Sure.
We're not sure. This look like Chorin Boche in Lhasa.
Another statue inside a beautiful Buddha box.
In a crown, with a crown.
Yes.
Is a Buddha himself with a crown, and jewelry. So there's a furthermore Chamari Boche.
There's a very oversized statue now.
We call it Maitri Buddha.
Maitri
Buddha. Future Buddha is the further side, left side. And we have offering. This is
offerings, yes.
Water. There generally should be seven. And
there are seven bowls of water.
Seven bowls of water as an offering. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go out again. More offerings, more library, more of the little boxes, holes in the wall with the library.
This is Jambeyang, is a god of wisdom, I think. Wisdoms. We saw is three stupas.
Yes, the three colors.
Three colors. One is a saffron color. Is Jambeyang Mano.
Jambeyang
Mano,
he's associated with the saffron color for wisdom that we see in the three colored stupas.
Yeah, exactly. If you see, he is holding a sword.
Yes.
Which is, and if you see the left hand side, there is a book.
Yes.
So it means, as a symbolic wise, cut the ignorance with the sword.
Right.
And spread the wisdom through the book. So that's a symbolic, I mean, in terms of Jambeyang's,
Yes.
Interpretation. I guess. I'm not sure how good interpretation I am, but...
it's better than mine.